sun. You made my feet walk right over to your door. You had my ankles tangled and puzzled. You had my knees to the point they buckled.
What you doing to me?
In the light of day, I'd stumble over your way. Couldn't wait for the night time, the high time, to the right time. Be it as it was, we had to close the door. It was like turning away from a million bucks, but I can't see you no more.
It's like the cold of a lonely night. Drift of a window not shut tight. I've got a hunger for being right. That's what I'm living for. I'm living for. Enticed by the things you do is a one way ticket to a devil's hell. Fooling with you. My soul wants to be true.
Could not move without permission from my trainer. You had my arms and hands wrapped around your lust. You made my heart bust.
Yo, so what you doing to me? What?
The light of day, I stumbled over your way. Couldn't wait for the night time, the high time, the right time. Be it as it was, we had to close the door. It was like turning away from a million.
Greetings, greetings. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, June the 22nd, 2014. So, Yahushua continues to talk about our condition and how we, because of the technicians, because of the petty bourgeoisie who do the bidding of the wicked ruling class and maneuver us into wicked and evil thinking, Yahushua is causing us to really analyze ourselves. How can we claim to love Yahushua, Jesus, and then support the state of Israel that is propagating death, hell, and destruction on the Palestinian, Christian, and Muslim, and also rounding up every African in Israel and putting them in concentration camps to get them out of Israel and the state of Israel, dividing the country, keeping black, Ethiopian African Jews out of the system, out of the schools, away from the white Jew, separating the two peoples. And even though it would appear that it is only the black suffering, yes, the black are suffering the greatest, and the Palestinian Christian and Muslim suffering the greatest, but even the poor working class white Jew is suffering. And many of them have been rising up against the system, but they have yet, I will keep a monitor on this, the white Jew poor working class oppressed have yet to join fully with the poor working class oppressed Palestinian Christian and Muslim and the poor working class oppressed African who has immigrated to Israel because of the hell that Israel has propagated all over Africa, hand in glove with the CIA, hand in glove with MI5, MI6 of Britain. So you see how beautiful preachers and beautiful teachers can be beautiful and wonderful, and we can love them. But then you see the mind is full of evil thoughts and murders and adulteries, and we have turned our backs on the message of the Almighty, which is living and existing for all. Fornications. Let's hear the pronunciation in the European Greek.
Strong's G 4202. Parnaya.
I believe this is where we get the word pornography. Parnaya. This is a feminine noun. So we see that now we're looking at the misuse of feminine qualities. This word is illicit sexual intercourse. Now, many of you will only focus on the physical. But what I'm looking at and what Yahushua is looking at, although there's a place for that physical reality because there's too much chaos in the family to go out and tip on your spouse. Too much chaos, too much turbulence. So we know that the best thing is to stick with your spouse. But let's look at it from the perspective of the message of the universe is life. The message of the universe is existing. The message of the universe is that we must get along with one another. We must be peaceful and tranquil and loving and have friendship with one another all over the earth. This is the law of the universe, the law of life, the law of love, the law of existing for all. And we promised the Almighty in the waters of noon, Jeremiah 1:5, before we were formed in the womb of our mother, the Almighty knew us. We knew the Almighty Jehovah. We had relationship with Jehovah in the waters of noon when we were without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And we promised the Almighty that if you prepare for us the Christ atom, if you prepare for us a physical structure, we will become the Word. The Word taking on human nature and taking on the flesh, and we would be loyal to the message, and we would stand up for the human family and stand up for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, and stand up for all men and women who are held captive by the system. And we promised that we would stand up and free men, women, boys, and girls held captive by the system. But what happened? We got involved in illicit sexual intercourse. We began to go to bed with this nasty system. Illicit is forbidden by law, rules, or custom. The law of the universe is the law of existing and living for all. When we support the military going overseas and killing a human being, when we support economical warfare, manipulation of currency, overpricing of goods, diminution of living wage job, supporting things like the chained CPI, don't want Social Security to keep up with the cost of living, so you chain it to, let's say you have the choice of steak or chicken. Both steak and chicken are going up in price, but rather than the cost of living keeping up with steak, the cost of living, Social Security cost of living, keeps up with chicken, robbing you of your rightful income that would be connected to steak if you want it. But the Democrats and Republicans always agree to cut, and you chain the CPI to chicken, and you can't afford steak, and it's your right to be able to afford chicken and steak. So when we have nasty, illicit intercourse with this system and support the destruction of each other, when we say that a human being does not have a right to an education, that's having illicit sexual intercourse with this system. When we say that a Muslim does not have the right to live, or a Christian does not have the right to live, or a Jew, or a Hebrew, or a Hindu, or a Buddhist, or a Zoroaster, or a capitalist, or a communist, or a a socialist when we say they that the human being, any human being that we have been maneuvered into disliking, when we say that they have no right to live, no right to an education, no right to health care, no right to living wage job, when we follow the mind of the wicked ruling class and families, we're having nasty, disgusting, illegal sexual intercourse with the system that is against the laws and the regulations of the universe. This word porneia, which is the word for fornication, also is defined as adultery, fornication, homosexuality, lesbian, intercourse with animals. Now, many of you will go right outside and try to destroy a so-called homosexual or a so-called lesbian. Many of you are only thinking of a physical intercourse with a physical animal. Many of Christian right-wing type people have gotten into Uganda and caused the president, Yoweri Museveni, of Uganda to pass laws that say homosexuality is illegal and kill the homosexual. I say no, don't kill anyone. Don't go out and kill anyone. The best thing we need is teaching. But let's understand homosexuality and lesbianism from a spiritual viewpoint. And I love to test my mind and test my brain and test my resolve and deal with the hard issues. Homosexuality, lesbianism. Homosexuality is given to us as men having intercourse with men. Lesbianism is given to us as women having intercourse with women. But let's look at the symbolism. And I'm going to prove that the whole society, no matter what you do and I do physically, the whole society is homosexual and lesbian and intercourse with animals. Watch this. The man symbolizes knowledge. The woman symbolizes wisdom. The man, the male, the masculine, the father symbolizes knowledge and facts and spirituality. The woman, the female, the feminine, the mother symbolizes wisdom, morality, and the womb. Knowledge needs the womb of wisdom. Spirituality, which is connected to knowledge, needs the womb of morality. Spirituality, the understanding of energy, the understanding of the forces of energy and spirituality. If you don't have morality, then you would use your knowledge of spirit energy against the people. Oh, I'm coming to some deeper thinking, sisters and brothers. You see, the wicked ruling class, the wicked ruling families, the technicians that do the bidding of the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families, these are they who have all manner of knowledge and facts of the universe and knowledge of spirit energy, knowledge of psychology, knowledge of how to manipulate, knowledge of how people think, knowledge of what moves people, knowledge of the heart, knowledge of the psyche, but they don't have morality. So they take that knowledge of the universe the knowledge of finance and economy, the knowledge of religion, the knowledge that they have, and they misuse that knowledge. They abuse that knowledge, and they misuse and abuse the people and create systems and institutions that are absolutely destructive to the human being. That is not wise. That is not moral. And so the ruling class and ruling families and the technicians that do the bidding of the ruling class and ruling families, they are spiritual homosexuals because they have knowledge, but they don't have wisdom. They have spirit, energy, masculine, facts, knowledge, but they don't have wisdom. Spirit is nothing without morality. Spirituality is nothing without morality. Knowledge is nothing without the womb of wisdom. Morality is the womb of spirituality. So you see, the wicked ruling class and families and their wicked technicians do nothing but think of how to destroy the human family. Now we, the masses, don't have a lot of knowledge, don't have a lot of facts, don't understand spirit energy. We have wisdom, we have mother wit, we have morality, hopefully. And so you can see that without knowledge, wisdom can't function like wisdom should function without knowledge in the womb of wisdom to produce understanding. So we have wisdom, but we have no knowledge. We have morality, we hope we do, but we don't have spirituality and knowledge of spirit energy. So we, the masses, are spiritual lesbians because we have the feminine qualities, but we don't have the masculine qualities to unite with the feminine qualities to produce spiritual, moral, ethical children. I hope I'm making myself absolutely clear. I'm not condemning anyone for doing what they are doing in the physical. All of that can be dealt with the proper teaching of the unity of the sacred and divine masculine with the sacred and divine feminine. But I'm looking at the fact that we have turned our backs on the message of the Almighty, and we have gotten into illicit behavior with this nasty, no good, rotten system. And now we see that the ruling class and families, they use the masculine qualities to the exclusion of the feminine qualities. And the masses of the people, we have the feminine qualities, but we don't have the masculine qualities. And so because of that, the ruling class and families, they have, like I said, knowledge of spirit energy, knowledge of spirit energy forces. And because they don't have wisdom, they misuse the people, destroy the people. We have wisdom, which is a feminine quality, but we don't have knowledge, which is a masculine quality. We have morality, I hope we do, but we don't have, that's a feminine quality, symbolized by the feminine, but we don't have spirituality and knowledge of spirit energy. Therefore, we are misused and abused and maneuvered into destroying our sisters and brothers of the human family. And the whole system is a beast system, a beast system, and therefore we have illicit intercourse with this beast system, which is bestiality. That is the proper teaching of what Yahushua is speaking about. And I would join no wicked ruling class and no technician in the condemning of a homosexual or lesbian sister or brother in the physical sense, when they, the wicked ruling class and ruling families, are only doing that to divide the masses of the people from each other and cause us to justify isolation and destruction of each other. How many of us are without that which is called sin? How many of us talk bad and down to our spouse today? How many of us disrespected our children? How many of us disrespected another human being? You condemn this individual, you and I, we condemn ourselves. No, let's reject the thinking of the wicked ruling class and the ruling families. Thefts is in this discourse that Jesus is giving concerning the system. Let me hit this word theft. Clope. It may be where we get kleptomaniac. Clope.
Strong's G 2829. Clope. Clope.
Clope. And the etymological root of this word has to do with stealing and theft and to take away by stealth. So thievery on every level, and the system stealing and thieving from the masses. The system kidnapped African people from Africa, kidnapped African people who were here on the Western Hemisphere, kidnapped the indigenous all over, stealing and destroying. The system today, through NAFTA, kidnapped and thieved and has stolen the land, wealth, and the resources from our Mexican sisters and brothers, and Central and South American sisters and brothers. And we see that children are being stolen and thieved from their homelands out of Central and South America and Mexico, and being brought over here for exploitation by the system. Many youths being housed in warehouses. Was it in Arizona? I can't remember. But some of these Midwestern and Western states of the United States of North America, housing immigrant youths for the exploitation of labor and exploitation of these youths. The system stealing land, pushing people off of their land. The system stealing our wages. The system stealing our health and wealth and prosperity. The system stealing education by outright theft and by stealth. You look around, and before you know it, you don't have what you used to have. You go to the gas tank and you look up and you've spent $100 to fill the tank. Why? They raised the prices. Why? Because they justified because of Boko Haram in Nigeria taking oil wells, or the ISIS group in Iraq taking oil wells. Well, how did that come about? Because the CIA created these entities to do just that, so that they can creep up the prices of everything. So you see theft in the system. Yahushua talking hard. Yahushua talking harder than any of us. False witness. False witness. False testimony. Look at the system. And these are feminine nouns. This is the misuse of feminine qualities. The system. Someone will lie on you. The system. Someone will give false testimony on you so you can go to jail because you dared to stand up for freedom, justice, and equality. Mumia Abu-Jamal suffered that. Leonard Peltier suffered that type of reality. The presidents and prime ministers bearing false witness on leadership in the earth. False witness on Vladimir Putin. False witness on Assad. False witness on Saddam Hussein. False witness on Maliki. False witness on Muammar Gaddafi to justify going to war. False witness on even Hitler, because all of them who were the industrialists loved Hitler at one time. And then they point at Hitler as the most wicked thing on the planet, But in reality, he was created by the house of Rothschild and only perfected what was done in America against the indigenous peoples. Whether black Africans who had traveled here first, or the so-called red man and woman, or any indigenous peoples and poor working class peoples of the earth, we see that Hitler only perfected what was done to destroy mentally deficient people, to destroy physically handicapped people, to conduct terrible experiments on people. These were done by Europe and America long before Hitler came on the stage. The eugenicists societies, Hitler only learned at the foot of the house of Rothschild. And so then they point at him to get us not to think on their wickedness, false witness, false testimony, to justify warfare and bloodshed. So this is what Yahushua is talking about. Yahushua wants that we absolutely examine our system and examine our thinking. The word blaspheme, to slander, detraction, injurious speech, to destroy another's good name, impious and reproachful speech, injurious to divine majesty. And let me say, every human being is divinity in human flesh. And for any leader to get on stage, to get in his bully pulpit or her bully pulpit and justify the destruction of a human being is to justify the destruction of the divine majesty that is housed in the human being. No longer should we go for warfare and bloodshed and destruction of the human family. No longer should we support laws like NAFTA and the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is NAFTA on steroids in Asia, to destroy our sisters and brothers in Asia. And you hear union leadership. You hear leadership in government. You hear leadership in corporations speaking slander against the sisters and brothers in Asia, speaking injurious speech, speaking impious, meaning unholy, and reproachful speech that is injurious to the divine majesty, because they are maneuvering us into supporting this Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is an agreement between governments to usurp laws that were put in place to protect people, to protect men, women, boys, and girls from the predatory practices of corporations and governments. And now the Trans-Pacific Partnership will usurp all of that and make it so that the corporations can actually sue people who block corporations' access to wealth and resources, because that access to wealth and resources would destroy whole peoples. And laws put in place to preserve peoples, corporations want the wealth and resources. The corporations under the Trans-Pacific Partnership can sue people for blocking corporations' access to wealth and resources. This is slander. This is detraction. This is injurious speech. This is impious and reproachful speech, injurious to divine majesty. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.